This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Moderate to brisk polling has been reported in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir went to poll in this phase. These include 20 seats in Kerala and 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for the Betul SD parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in this phase, has been postponed to the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and concluded at 6 in the evening. Our correspondents from different parts of the country reported that long queues of voters were witnessed at various polling booths. Special enthusiasm was seen among youth and women voters. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, were in the fray in this phase. Over 16 lakh polling officials were deployed across 1.67 lakh polling stations. Nearly 16 crore voters were eligible to exercise their franchise in the second phase. Our correspondent reports that nearly 35 lakh first-time voters were registered to cast their votes in this phase. The voter turnout till 5 p.m. was recorded at nearly 64% in Kerala and Karnataka, in Rajasthan at nearly 60%, nearly 53% in Uttar Pradesh, nearly 54% in Maharashtra, in Madhya Pradesh nearly 55%, Assam nearly 71%, Bihar over 53%, West Bengal nearly 72%, Chhattisgarh over 72%, Manipur and Tripura over 76% and over 67% in Jammu and Kashmir. We now go over to our correspondent Durgesh Bhadauria for more updates on the polling scenario today. Over to you, Durgesh.
Well, sir, to begin with, I would say it was a great day for democracy. We saw pictures that captured the true essence of democratic system. People turned up in huge numbers despite the hot weather. We saw old, young, cricketers, politicians all casting their votes. While the official polling time is over, votes are still being cast at a few places as voters had already entered the premises before 6. At 5 p.m., Tripura recorded the highest turnout at 76.23%. Kerala, whose all 20 seats went to polls, recorded around 64% turnout. From Congress leader Rahul Gandhi in Wayanad, Shashi Tharoor and Rajiv Chandrasekhar in Thiruvananthapuram, to Hema Malini in Mathura and Arun Gobil in Meerut, to other bigwigs, including S.D. Kumaraswamy, Tejasvi Surya, Bhupesh Baghel, and Om Birla, the fates of several prominent personalities has been locked by voters in this state. Madhya Pradesh's Betul, which was initially scheduled to go to polls today, will vote on 7th May after the Election Commission changed the constituency schedule
right,
to the third phase.
Durgesh, thank you. Thank you for those details. The filing of nominations has begun for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election with the issuance of notification today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in the fifth phase. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations for the fourth phase took place today. Monday will be the last day for withdrawal of nominations. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the pleas seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines, EVMs, data with voter-verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta. Though the cases were reserved for orders on April 18, they were listed again on April 24 as the bench wanted some technical clarifications from the Election Commission. In IPL cricket today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at the Eden Gardens. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.